The Hunger Task Force is helping publicize a story in the Milwaukee Shepherd Express newspaper. The story reports allegations that bonuses and promotions are being given to relatives of managers at a Department of Health Services food stamp office. Sherry Tussler of the Hunger Task Force says she worries that more experienced staff are being shunted aside.
Having people maybe promoted over more skilled employees might create an even more challenging workplace for the staff there, but also for customers coming in. It might affect customer service.
Tussler says the problems come as the state is planning on requiring food stamp eligible single adults to go to work.
We're taking away really basic levels of services for people in need. We're taking food out of the mouths of the poor, and then we're giving bonuses to the staff who work at the agency.
The State Department of Health Services says relatives can work in the same agency as long as civil service and nepotism policies are followed. The department says allegations of misconduct are taken seriously and investigated. Overall, on the bonuses, the department says it recently implemented a discretionary merit compensation policy created by Republican legislators and the Walker administration. DHS says other state agencies are also implementing bonuses for staff recognized for meritorious performance. The AFSCME union is representing four employees who filed appeals over the controversial Milwaukee promotions. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.